Paul Ramo here in the studio. We have a special guest, Marcy Schmezin, a nurse practitioner from Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital is in here. Thanks for coming in, Marcy.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here, Paul.
Yeah. Last week or so, you invited me over to Montevideo, so now I'm returning the favor to have you come over to Mount Madison now.
Well, this is my hometown, so it's kind of a pleasure to be back here.
That's right. Marcy invited me over to the opioid press conference with Senator Amy Klobuchar, and I asked Marcy to come in because it really opened my eyes, that meeting, about the opioid crisis that we have in our country and in our community, the Tulisa area. Every community has this problem.
Yes.
And thanks for coming in. Nurse practitioner over at Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, huh?
Yes. Yep. Right. I've been there for about 6 years now and really enjoy being able to take care of the people in the community.
Let's start from the ground floor about what is opioid?
Opioids, well, you've probably all heard of the poppy plant. The opioids come from the poppy plant. And in the most common opioids that we know of are like morphine, cocaine. Mm-hmm. You hear about heroin. Those are all common opioids that are out there. We also have prescription medications. You hear of oxycodone, hydrocodone. There's synthetic opioids, which those are man-made. And the most common there are fentanyl and tramadol that you will commonly hear of.
Right. Okay. Yep. Now, I understand you have your own personal story about this.
Yeah.
About addiction and stuff. Tell us a little bit about that, Marcy.
Well, I think every family is impacted by this. And it's sad that it has come to that. But that's happened over a period of years. My own story is that back in 2011, I was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. I had bleeding on my brain, and so I went through brain surgery. I had a traumatic brain injury. Several of the bones in my face were broken, and so I was having a lot of pain after that. When I was in the hospital, the nurses were giving me oxycodone, which was appropriate, given my injuries, but they were monitoring, and nurses do that well in the hospital. When I was discharged from the hospital, we were given a prescription for oxycodone to take home. And I was told I could take 1 to 2 tablets every 4 to 6 hours.
Now, this is a painkiller.
Yep, okay. This is an opioid. And so my husband was my caregiver, and he was giving me the medication, and he would give me usually 2 every 4 hours, and I would just lay on the couch and sleep. And I was very comfortable.
And it did its job?
It did its job. Okay. I was very comfortable. Yep. I wasn't having pain, but I was pretty much disconnected from the world. I didn't really want to have visitors. I didn't want to do anything at that point. Right. And at that time in my life, I was a nurse practitioner student, and I had 200 hours to complete in a clinic before I graduated. Oh. So my accident was in February, and I was due to graduate in May. Oh. Well, that all got put on hold when I had my accident, but I was determined that I wanted to finish school and become a nurse practitioner. And so I would wake up after my, 4 hour period of time of having my drug, and I'd feel kind of somewhat alert, and I just decided I didn't like this. I didn't like how I felt. I was like, my life was just put on hold.
You're tired all the time?
I was tired all the time. Yeah. And so I decided I'm going to stop this drug. So I did. I stopped it cold turkey, and I went into full-blown withdrawal. And at that point, I had been on that medication for probably, close to 3 weeks. So I'd been taking it pretty much around the clock for 3 weeks. So I stopped it abruptly, and I went into withdrawal. And that was about the worst feeling you can imagine. Mm. So when you hear about people that go into withdrawal from opioids, it's a very awful, awful experience. And so at that point, I decided, okay, so I need to go back on the drug, and I need to wean myself off.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you're in the medical school, and you should know all this, right?
Well, and that was, for me, I look at it as that was a benefit, because I have weaned patients off of medication before, and so I kind of knew how to do that.
You're going to do this to yourself.
So yeah, so I'm going to do this to myself, which was kind of weird, but at the same time, I did it slowly, and I was successful with it. Oh. And but that was hard, and at the same time, it was probably a blessing in disguise and a good thing for me to go through, because it helps me to relate to what patients go through when they have that experience. And so
what are the symptoms of withdrawal? I mean, what are you feeling?
Well, you feel oftentimes you feel a fever, you're sweating, you have a nausea, like you feel like you've got the worst flu in the world. Oh, it's really a really very sick feeling.
Okay. And what prescription drug was this that you were on?
Oxycodone is what I was given. Yep.
And a lot of people get addicted to that.
Yeah, that's a very common one that people do take. And honestly, that's a medication that's quite widely used. Right. And it's used, when it's prescribed, oftentimes it's prescribed appropriately because you have an acute injury. Like in my case, it was a car accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people will break a leg or an arm or something, and they're given that medication, and it's appropriate short term.
Right. And I think we should point out, too, not everybody that's on these prescription drugs do get addicted. I mean,
no.
They work.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And you can get off it and don't have it.
Yep.
A lot of people don't have problems with
it. Yep, that's exactly right. A lot of times people will have surgery and they're given a supply of medication for about a week after they come home from the hospital. And that's usually pretty appropriate. And oftentimes we tell our patients, you know, switch over to Tylenol or ibuprofen as soon as you can. You hear that commonly said. And oftentimes people don't like how they feel when they're on that medicine. And so they go off of it. But it really does just kind of numb you to your surroundings and puts you in la-la land, and you're just kind of disconnected from the world.
Right. So this experience that you went through after your car accident, you really can feel for patients that come into you now.
I do.
And you understand what they're talking about.
I do. I mean, I can't say that I truly understand the full magnitude of, like, for instance, a heroin addiction or someone who has taken a drug for many years. I was on it for 3 weeks, and I was physically addicted to it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have all the psychological addiction and that struggle to go through. Mm-hmm. So that part for my patients is something that I can't truly relate to as far as the psychological part of it. Right. But the physical part I sure can. Yep.
Tell us what you're doing now at Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital as a nurse practitioner, and you got involved with a program. You got a grant.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We applied for a grant through the state of Minnesota Department of Health, and that was earlier this spring. And there's a program up in Little Falls at St. Gabriel's, and they are prescribing a medication called Suboxone to patients who are addicted to medications and heroin, and it's proven to be very effective. And how that medicine works is it helps to suppress the cravings and to also deal with the withdrawal symptoms that patients go through. So essentially we replace your opioid with Suboxone, and Suboxone helps to get that person into a treatment program. And that's the next step, is that we work to get people into treatment programs here in Minnesota.
Okay.
And our program is just starting. It's one of 8 programs in Minnesota. We're a pilot project, but we have some wonderful mentors up in Little Falls that are working very closely with us to roll this program out, and we really hope to be able to touch and help many people, because this opioid crisis is devastating. It's very devastating, and we want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Right, and it involves just about every community, a lot of people. That's what I realized when Senator Klobuchar was in Montevideo last week, is, man, this is huge around here, and I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't think that they bring senators to town very easily, but it was a pleasure to visit with her and to have her there.
Yeah, she really has a passion, along with Shelly Ellington from Montevideo, who's with her, and talk a little bit about Shelly.
Well, Shelly had her personal story too. Yep. Her daughter died of a heroin overdose, and her daughter had a chronic medical condition and was being treated with prescription opioids for a period of time. And then when she couldn't get her prescription medicine, she turned to heroin. She was scheduled to go into a treatment center the morning after she was found dead of a heroin overdose. Yep.
And Shelly's been on a crusade, like, to make sure people have places to go and get answers when they have questions.
Yep.
And that's where you come in.
Yeah, and so myself and Dr. Patrick Hanna over in Montevideo have taken a special training to be able to prescribe this medication called Suboxone. And our program is such that we have a registered nurse that works with us. And so to access the program, you would contact our registered nurse, Kathy. Mm-hmm. And her number is 320-321-8273. Mm-hmm. And Kathy will talk you through what needs to happen next, but we're there to help. And so please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
So there's a place to go.
Yes, we hope. We hope that patients will call.
That's awesome. Thanks for telling your story, Marcy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Paul.
What year did you graduate from Madison High School?
Well, I think
way back
it was,
in the day?
84.
84.
84. Yep. The truth came out.
All right, welcome back.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thanks for coming in. Yep. That's Marcy Schmiesing, a nurse practitioner from Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, talking about the opioid crisis going on in our country and around here.